So we've come to Golden Grove Nursery, and I'm talking to the founder, Roger Ward. Roger, you grow conifers for wholesale to nurseries, but you've got a very interesting project of putting labels on the different conifers. Tell us why you're doing that and trying to communicate the story around carbon capture for these particular plants.
Well, conifers have been a little bit on the back foot as far as plants for the garden is concerned ever since the Leylandii issue in the mid-90s, because Leylandii caused so many problems with being planted in the wrong place. It's an ideal plant, but planted in the wrong place, it can be a bit of a nuisance, as we all know. So they've got a bit of a bad name and bad publicity through that time because of the issues with Leylandii. And some people think in terms of, when they think the term conifer, they think of Leylandii, and we've got a lot more interesting varieties than that. But then we realised, because of the interest in the planet now with the carbon issue, we thought that we've got a story to tell as far as the carbon content of the plants are concerned.
So you wanted to communicate this story to customers, and so you've developed these labels that you've been putting on the plants.
Yes, well, we've done a lot of work to work out the carbon uptake of the plants, and we wanted to tell that story to the gardeners. So we've devised this one circles with messages on them, just to give the idea to the gardening public that they can add to the carbon capture in the garden, and we call them the carbon captures of the garden, basically.
Yeah, because they're carbon neutral after about 18 months, is what you were telling me.
Well, they're carbon neutral when we sell them, because we've put more carbon into them than what they've absorbed themselves by virtue of all the work we've done on them, basically, the handwork, the potting, and the cuttings and so on. So they're carbon negative when we sell them, but it only takes 18 months or 2 years before they've absorbed carbon from the atmosphere by the photosynthesis and growing that they've done. And they're carbon negative in about 18 months. And from then on, they're carbon positive. That is, they've taken more carbon out of the atmosphere than what we've put into them in the growing and the transporting and the planting and so on. So they're carbon positive after about a couple of years after we've sold them. So from then on, they're absorbing carbon and helping the environment from there on in, basically, for however long they're in the garden.
And they're very attractive labels that you put on these, you know, storing carbon for many years. Then we've also got Be Your Family's Hero, Planting for the Planet, conifers, and absorbing carbon dioxide. And it shows a graphic of how much a conifer can show there. And we've got a range of different varieties here in front of us. I think one of them's Thuja, is it?
Oh, a lot of Thujas there. Thuja Placata.
Yeah. A Thuja. It's a silent J, isn't it?
All right. That's right.
I always get that wrong.
Yeah, we grow Chamaecyparis, Junipers, and Thujas, and Picea's, basically. That's mm-hmm. And then some cedars. But that's the range of species in the conifers we grow. We grow about 200 different varieties, cultivars, throughout the range. So we've got a lot of range, a lot of different colours, yellows, greens, oranges, blues and so on, which not many plants have blue coloured foliage, but some of the conifers do. Yeah, so we've got little one blue star, blue Alps, quite a lot of blue varieties.
They look fabulous here on the table in front of us. And then just turning to we've got some pine cultivars, you were saying?
Yeah, Pinus mugo, that's one with a yellow tip to its leaf, and then different ranges of bun shapes and foliage plants in the pines. Very interesting varieties, yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck with the project, and it's fascinating to see that, and you can see that coming to a garden centre potentially near where you live.
Yes, we distribute nationwide, and where's all the orders that go out, did go out in the autumn and in the spring, have all got the carbon catcher circles on them to give gardeners the ideas of how they can help towards the environment with planting conifers in the garden.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time. Roger Ward, who's the founder of Golden Grove Nursery. They're based up in Lincolnshire, and they're a wholesale nursery that sell to garden centres, and they produce a wide range of different conifers.